Today's share in the Dear Shem Ishtar Brewer Yomi program is Daf Samach Aleph Amud Beis. And we are beginning on the top line with Sif Hei. The Mechaber writes, Im Afu Chometz Im Matzah. Don't ask me how this could occur. Obviously, it should not occur. But if somebody was baking matzahs in a Pesadika oven, and he also had chometz that he somehow was baking in that oven. The Mechaber tells us, Lo Nesra, the Pesach Tikka Matzah is not Asur. It doesn't become Chometz unless Ela Imkein Naga B'Chometz, unless it physically touched the Chometz Tikka bread, the matzah that maybe you were baking, and it turned Chometz, unless it actually touches it. And what should you do? The No Tell Me Mokum Shinaga, and the places where they touched, all you have to do is remove from the Pesach Tikka stuff Kidei Netilas, and this is a Kidei Netilas Etzba, as we'll see, which means the joint width of the thumb, in the what we call distal joint of the thumb, and that amount, roughly about an inch or so, needs to be removed from the matzah where it touched the chometz sticker stuff, and then everything else is fine. You remove Kidei Netilas Mako, Vashar Mutter, and everything else is fine. Let's understand this better by looking at the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Chof Aleph. He says, Afilu Tocha Pesach. This is true even if it is actually being baked on Pesach. And in the issue footnote number 49, he explains, because even, like we learned earlier in Simen Tov Mem Zayim, that there is a Machmir position that says Reach of Chometz can be a concern, and they hold over there that the Reach has a Mashu in it, and a Mashu is Osir, that's only on Pesach itself. But the Erev Pesach, even after 6 hours into the day, it's not Osir with a Mashu. And therefore, the Be'er Halacha adds, Shel kol ha'deos ein iser reach shel chometz. In that situation, there certainly wouldn't be an iser of reach of chometz if it's before Pesach. And kol ha'deos ein omashiach iser zeh chozev niyah b'Pesach. And everybody agrees that it wouldn't be coming back on Pesach. So certainly before Pesach, even the Machmirim would say it's okay, and the Mekilim say even during Pesach, it's not a problem of the reach getting into the rest of the matzah. It's only the place where they actually touch. Sivkot n'chav beis, you were baking a betana rechot. And he says this is true, even if it's a small oven. Afilu betaner katam usasim, and it's an enclosed, fully closed off, sealed oven. The machmirin le'el b'simen tofim zayin sof sif aleph. As we said, there is a machmir opinion that says in that situation the reyach can go from one to the other. But nevertheless, over here, b'kan shari, because here the reyach pas iser, the reyach from the chometz dika matzah over here, b'pas heter to go into the heter dika pesach dika matzah ein echshav klum. The reyach is meaningless over here. The Eskimu Achronim, and the Achronim agree, and you see this in Oslam and Ches in the Shaar Tzion. This is the majority, the Achronim, Chok Yaakov, Al-Yarab, Al-Chemin Moshe, the Griz, even the Prima Gadim, writes at the Mogen of Ram, is Mashma, the Machmer is there, nevertheless, Yesh L'Hokel. And he brings down, these Achronim hold, Lahatib is there, Afilu Hoyli Niloshin, B'Shemin, Oshuman. This is even if it's a fatty type of a dough over here that was made with some type of either oil or with some sort of fat. The issue footnote number 50 brings down the reasoning over here brought down by Shulchan Aruch Harav, Sha'af Bof and Zeh, Heim Nechshav L'Chushim. Even if it has this fatty material in it, it's still considered a weak item and can't really transmit that to another piece. Masha Enkein, Masha Machmir L'El, in Simen Tov Ben Zayim, we were Machmir over there, Im Ofer B'Taner Pas, if you went and baked in an oven bread, there was Chometz, Im Tzli Shomein Hamutter, with something that was Mutter, that was fatty. Shashumon Shibitzli, there, the fatty part of the roast, Mifati Misapas, goes back into the bread, Vachosvinosin Rea Chometz Basli, and that then allows the Chometz Tikka taste to get into the Tzli. He says, V'davka Kishalosh B'Shemin Bovar B'Lomayim. This is only if he didn't use water over here. But if he used water over here, then we already said it's Mamar L'Hachmetz, and that's a separate problem. And also, in addition, he brings down, you're not going to have Lechem Oni in this situation, so you certainly can't be Yotzi to Mitzvah with such matzah. Mishmur continues and says, Mekom Mokom, also Mokom Sha'omer HaChometz B'tana Tzorei Chesel Kedil Akshiro. The place where that Chometz Dika Matzah has been baked, you need to kasha that place over there. And if you took it out with a sort of a wooden implement, that wooden implement shouldn't be used ideally to go and bring out any other Pesach Dika Matzahs. That wooden implement can't really be kashered even by Hagola and removing part of the outer surface, but b'di'evit, if you did hagala and then you use it again, it would be acceptable. Mishnah Berurah continues and says, Avol shar makom mispatana mitzvah chechshu, but the rest of the tana doesn't require kashering, because the ein molech mispashit bli yoso b'kula b'koshuch bli rotev, because the chometz tikka taste can't get into the rest of the oven with the weakness that it has without having gravy over there. Sivkot and Chav Gimel, he says, Noga b'chametz, where the place where the Pesach de Gematza touched the chametz de Gematza, Hainu b'tanur shim chamin, i.e. in the hot oven, then you do have to go and take off the kidei netilas etzpa, and the rest would be okay. And Dishu foot number 52 says that the shear for this still being hot in the oven is shear yatzu lettuce bo, and he says it's mashma that it would even be osur, even if it's no longer in the tanner, if it's that shear, and this brought down by the Levushi sword as well. Sivkot and Chav Dalet, you have to take off kidei netilas makom. What is that? Hainu k'ovi rochav etzpa agudol benuni. This is the width over here of the joint of the thumb of an average-sized person. The issue footnote number 53 says you measure this at the what we call the distal joint of the thumb, and you measure it at its width, and that shear, according to the Chazon Ish, is about 2.4 centimeters, which is roughly over here an inch, and a little bit smaller, according to Chaim Noah Zatzal, which is about 2 centimeters, a little bit less than an inch. The Mishnah Berurah continues, and he says, however, v'yesh me'achronim, and you see this in Osman Aleph in the Shaar HaTzion, the Chok Yaakov, the Yerav, the Chemin Moshe, shemachmirim b'nase tocha Pesach lesser kulo. If this was done during Pesach, when a mashu was usher, then they say that the whole thing is usher, not just kidei netilas etzpa. Well, if v'yimash kosav agra, however, the Vilna Gaon is brought down in Sivkot Nyud Zayin, which in the Shaar HaTzion Osman Beit tells us in regards to matzah kfula, yesh l'hakol gam bazeh, just like he was makel over there, it says you can be makel over here. The issue footnote number 54 explains the reasoning for those that are machmir. They say, she'ein ze ele mishum chumras itza chametz. It really is no technical reason why it should be aser, but because of the stringencies that we give to chametz, so there's another stringency over here. She'levayim gam kodem pesach yesh l'sar kula. It means shishim b'matzah k'neged chametz, because they also say that it's aser even before Pesach, but you don't have shishim against it. He concludes and he says, however, b'makom hafsid, if there's a very great financial loss over here, certainly one can be mako, like the Shulchan Aruch's opinion, shelo lesor af b'pesach el kidei netila. Even on Pesach, never mind before Pesach, but even on Pesach, you just have to take off a little bit kidei netila. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, haga, matzah sh'niskap l'betana, if the matzah got folded over, which we said is a concern that the part where they're touching each other, where the folds touch each other, the heat's not going to get in there and it could become chametz. U'dvuka, it's really attached. There's no airspace in between them. So, ad she'en sholei shomo'esh, and the fire can't get in over there, so then, osrim. That we say is osr, osa tocha pesach. If that occurs on Pesach, the entire thing is osr. The Mishnah Berurah explains this, if katan chofei, avo be'en atuk, if they're not really touching each other mamish, and lesser, then we don't make it osr, because the heat can't get in. How do you tell did he get in or not? If it didn't become crusty on the part where they're folded over on the inside. And if there's a doubt over there on the inside where the two pieces are touching each other where the fold is, if it's not crusty over there, then we hold it's osur. The issue foot number 55 brings down over open zeshlo karmu panel b'makom kefa where they're folded over and it hasn't become crusty over there, so that's an issur Torah, not just a chumrah. Sivkot and Chava, because the fire doesn't reach over there. Rotsalomar, the kivan shenidbak, since the two pieces are attached where they're folded over. And the heat can't get in over there to go and bake it right away. So during that short period of time, it became chametz. The issue footnote number 57 brings down from the Chok Yaakov, she'enu el chumra. This whole idea of matzah kfula has no mocker in shas and is only a chumra over here. And he says, v'kol chashash shema hichmetz mocker makefel kod mafioso, NIP is sold halacha el minag lahachmir. And he says all of this is a minag over here that we should be machmir. But that's not talking about where the crust didn't form. That we said is a real issur d'oraisa. Sivkot and Chav Zayin, in this situation, it's osur. Kula, the entire matzah, not just the point where they touched. The kivin shechametz mechuber b'matzah b'chaticha achas, since it's connected over here, it's all one piece. Choshishim and nishpashtei tam hechametz b'chol matzah. The Mishnah Berurah's opinion is that we're concerned that the chametz, so to say, spread throughout the entire matzah over here. The alpha pishyesh b'matzah shishim negdo, and even though there's 60 of matzah against the point where they touched, enu is batal b'socha. We don't say that it's batal over here, because chametz b'pesach is also even with a mashahu. The issue footnote number 58 brings down that when we say that it's osur over here, we say it's not only b'achila, but even b'hayanah. Can't get any benefit from it. The issue footnote number 59, however, brings down the Chazon Ish, who disagrees with the reasoning of the Mishnah Berurah. And he says the reason isn't because it's one matzah. He proves that even if it's not one matzah, you still have the whole piece as osur. And he says the reasoning of the Ramah that it's osur is minog shenogu l'hachmir. It's purely a minog that we're machmir over here. The issue footnote number 60 brings down, im lo niskapo b'matzah el mashu, if there's only a very small fold over here, just a mashu, so Shulchan Arav says, shemachmir misocha pesach lesser skulo, if this occurred on Pesach, even if it's a very, very small fault, the entire matzah is osur. Mishnah Berurah of Kodesh Chav Ches, that would be osur if this occurs on Pesach. Rotsu lomar, im hu afil hayotocha Pesach, if this baking that occurred over here was during Pesach. Doz dino b'mashu, as we already brought down, and this is in the name of the Vilna Gaon. The Ramah continues and he says, however, avol shar matzos shebetanu mutarim, but the other matzos that aren't touching over here, that aren't kfula, they are perfectly good. They called them Pesach in lesser rak makom dibuka. And before Pesach, the entire matzah doesn't become aser, and this the Be'er HaGolah brings down, is even if it's on Erev Pesach after Chatzos, because the Isser of Mashu doesn't apply, he brings down the name of the Marshal, and therefore, only the actual place where they're folded over, that we take out. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkaton Chav Tes tells us over here, "Afilu im nogim enoshim zah." This is true, even if the other matzahs were touching over here, the other point of this folded over matzah. Then iser kochush yotzi mechaticha lechaticha belorote, because the rest of the matzah over here is such a weak infusion, if you wish, it can't go and transmit it to the other matzos without any rotaf. And Dishu footnote number 61 explains, therefore, the ain lesoros makoma nagio and ishicha, the other place where the kashla matzah touches this rest of this matzah that had the kvul in it, we don't say that the entire matzah has the ability to transmit to this other kasher matzah. The Mishnah Berurah says, however, v'rak tzorich lizor she'aniach ma'at min ha'heter im ha'iser b'makom ha'negia k'dei netila. Only where they're actually touching over here, you have to take off a little bit, and that's the k'dei netila that we spoke about. And therefore, mutarim. The rest of the matzahs are mutar. Afilu im nagu ba b'makom ha'kefal. Even if they touch the place of the kefal, the rest of the matzah is good. V'mhaisa achas mi'em mishuch ha'shamen. But if there was shaman over here in one of the matzahs, even if it was the heter matzah, afilu heter shamen, then im nagu b'makom ha'kefal kul wasa. Then it does spread throughout the entire matzah. The ozer l'heter mufatim l'iser, because the heter goes into the iser, v'avikilu hugam king shamen, and that makes the iser now shamen, u'mispashi l'iser b'kula, and it allows the iser to be transmitted throughout. But if it's not in the place where it's actually folded over, then you just have to take off a kedei netila, as we pointed out. But if the matzah that was folded over was, in fact, itself fatty, then it does spread throughout the entire thing. The issue footnote number 63 brings down over here from the Chazon Ish. Shibnog amatzah b'mokom ha'kefel nesra kula mishum chumras kfula. He is more machbir than the Mishnah Berurah and says the entire thing is going to be usher over here because of the chumra of kfula. And he says, however, this is only davko kishehifrid es makom hakefel. This is only if it touched in the place where they were folded over, after you separated the fold over and it touched the inside part where they were folded over. In that situation, you have to be concerned. But if it just touched the outer part, i.e. the external surfaces, not the inside where it's folded over, then it's not a concern. The eish does get over there, and those pieces don't become chametz. The issue footnote number 64 brings down from the Chazon Ish as well, sheish lesor as kol ha-matzah ab kodem Pesach, where he says that the entire matzah was shomein is aser, then it's even aser, the entire matzah is aser if it was done even before Pesach, unless you have shishim kenegedeh. If you have shishim kenegedeh fold, then it wouldn't become aser before Pesach, it's going to be bottle, and it's not chosev v'niyar. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot Lamed Aleph that we said over here that it's Kodem Pesach in Lesser Rak Mokom Dibuka. So that's talking about Hainu Afilu Benim Tzotocha Pesach. This is even if you find it on Pesach. It happened before Pesach, but you only find it on Pesach. Kivan Shenefes Kodem Pesach. Since it was baked before Pesach, you have the leniencies, if you wish, of having it been baked before Pesach that you can rely upon. Should you be checking for this? So the issue footnote number 67 brings down the inyan bedikas hamatzos kodem Pesach. Should you check for these folds before Pesach? So he brings down from the Lechem Aponim on the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, who writes, Shetov lebot kon kodem Pesach. You really should check your matzos before Pesach. Ulahasi mehen kfulos o nefuchos, and remove any folded over ones or swollen up ones because they're concerned that maybe there's chametz there. Kidei shelo yitztarech lesarfen kishi yimotzon the Pesach, because then you'd have to go and burn them on Pesach because they're concerned that it's chametz. And likewise, v'gam shelo yovel ochlan shelo midas, and that you shouldn't by accident eat them as well. And he brings that from the sefer Moed L'Kol Chai from Rav Chaim Palagi Zatzal, and he writes, "Hinei ma tov, how good it is sheyikul l'talmud chacham, that you should ask a talmud chacham sheyavar al hamatzos, they should take a look at your matzos v'livdok and check them she'ein bem kvula nefucha, that they shouldn't have any folded over ones or swollen up areas that would make them potentially chometz." And he says, "Very sad, the tzarli mode. I'm very very upset." People ask shilas all the time. However, on this, but in regards to folded over matzah, swollen matzahs, ain't darish. Nobody asks. Nobody wants to ask questions about this. And how could it possibly be that they're kosher? And how could the namorites know what the halacha is in all these situations, but they don't ask? Chayali, if I was strong enough, Hayisi Mesakin, Shal Yuchal Shum Odom Hagbia Sal Hamatzos Miatanar, I wouldn't allow anybody to take any matzah out of the oven, and Lo Yelech Etzlam Chocham Yivakrim Hetev, unless a Talmud Chocham Paskin on each matzah that this is good or not. He brings down from the Chazon Ish that his personal minog was Lebotkum Kama Yom Kodem Pesach. He would check these matzahs to make sure that they didn't have anything wrong with them. He wouldn't wait till Bedikas Chometz night. Shlomo Zalman said Sheish Laim Madua Ein Boki Notzan at least Belel Bedikas Chometz Al Koponim Biyom Kineged Chalon. You should check them on the night of Bedikas Chometz, like he'd look for all other chometz, or at least during the daytime by light or outside, because it sometimes can be difficult to check for the folds and to see if there's any swelling by the candlelight. And therefore, the bottom line is, ideally they should be checked. Mishnah Berurah Siv Kot Lamed Beis, it's only at the point of the fold, however, that there's a concern, Usvivav, and around it, Kedei Netila, you have to remove the Kedei Netila, as we said. Vashar Muta, and the rest of the matzah is good, after less Bushishim Negin Mokom HaKepel, even because it's before Pesach, even if you don't have 60 against it. However, Im Nimtzah Beveso Matzah Kvulo Nefucha Liachar Pesach, if you find these types of matzahs after Pesach, so normally we'd say, Chomet Shavalas Pesach, well, it's an Issa Durabanan, it's an Issa even Hanah. But here, in Lahachmi, you don't have to be Machmer over here. V'tov lahotzi matzah kulo nefucha b'mar da'acheres im yesh b'yev sheruso. And when you remove these folded matzahs in the oven, you should try not to use the regular marda, the regular shovel that you're taking them out of the oven with, because, if at all possible, because it potentially could get the chometz into the marda. Dirshu footnote number 68 brings down, we learned previously in Shulchan Aruch and Simin Tov Mem Zayin in the Mishnah Berurah over there, Shechomitz Merit Pesach, Afilu Mishay Shos Lamala, Lokim Alachilosov, who also by Noam in HaTorah, while it's also in HaTorah and you get Malkus for it, it's not also with the Mashu. This is what the Ber HaGola had said before as well, Kimishayin Chavim Olav Koris Elav Pesach, because the only time it's also with the Mashu is on Pesach itself, when that's the Yisra of Koris. The issue footnote number 70 brings down from the Chok Yaakov, Shekivon She'eno Ela Chumra, Kanal, as we've already explained, this Matzah Kvula whole thing is a Chumra. Mutu lo'ochlo achar Pesach. You don't have to be concerned over here that it's Chomish Avalos HaPesach, because this is a Sofik Chomitz over here, and Sofik Chomish Avalos HaPesach, Yish Matir Nuso Bachila, as we learned previously, you're even allowed to eat it. Vim Kain, who had in Matzah Kvula Nefucha, and certainly this should be the case for the folded over Matzah, the swollen Matzah, because that's it's a Chumra, it's not a real Sofik, it's just a Chumra. Finally, the issue footnote number 71 brings down that we learned previously in Simon Tov Nun Aleph, in the name of the Chok Yaakov as well, Shem Iyafsho Limtso Marda Acher Benakel, if you can't find another Marda to remove these matzos, so then you could even use the same Marda L'chatrila. And he explains, the Chok Yaakov over there, Mishum She'ena Issa Shel Matzo Kefula Onufucha El Chumro Bavad. Again, this is only a Chumro over here. And since these types of matzos that they're folded over or swollen up are a very regular event, and if you have to find a separate marda each time to take it out, so then you'd be in a lot of trouble. And therefore, he says, "Hosif shemitam ze ein tzorach lahachshir v'taner samokum shabo nefas matzah kfula o nefucha." That's why we don't make you kasher the oven in each one of those places where there was a matzah that was slightly folded over, because it would just be too difficult for a person to do. With this, we conclude today's shiur.